Hey, congratulations, America. We may only be the world's number four producer of wine, but we're the number one consumers. Cheers. Attribute that in part to more than 8,000 wineries in the U.S. today. But the wine business here may be younger than you might think. It also has a rich immigrant history. Valerie Hamilton has the story now of one man from Croatia who took off for California and made himself into a major player in the wine world.
Milenko Mike Girgich turned 90 this year. He celebrated the way you'd imagine a famous winemaker would, at the head of a long dining table amid stacks of oak barrels. Lots of people gathered and shared his life story, but he tells it best himself.
I was born in the village, the 11th child, a poor family that had no running water, no electricity, no car, no telephone.
This is a rags-to-riches story, so let's cue the old country music. Girgich's daughter Violet is playing. Girgich was born poor in rural Croatia. He herded sheep as a child, scraped together an eighth-grade education, and then lost everything when communists took over his town. You could make a movie just about the first 20 years of his life. That would be on top of the two movies that have already been made about Girgich's story. But that part comes later. Before Mike Girgich became one of the most famous winemakers in the world, he was Milenko Girgich, a poor Eastern Bloc kid with an American dream. It started when he was studying agricultural science in Zagreb, and one of his professors came back from a sabbatical to California. Praising America was dangerous, and at first the professor wouldn't talk.
So one day we found him in the room, all by yourself, and we said, "Tell us now how California looks like." And he looked around, say, "California, a paradise."
That was all Girgich needed to hear. He left Yugoslavia on a student exchange to West Germany, overstayed his visa, and landed in a refugee camp. Eventually, he made it to Canada and took any job he could find.
Assistant to dishwasher, and waiter.
He was working at a paper mill when his U.S. visa finally came through. The way he tells it, he got on a Greyhound bus with his winemaking books in a cardboard suitcase and $32 in the sole of his shoe.
I was last passenger in a Greyhound bus, and nobody waited for me.
But when he finally got to where he was going, he wasn't alone. European immigrants, just like Mike Girgich, had founded many of California's first wineries.
Martini was Italians. The Bollio Vineyard was French. Inglenook was somebody from Norway, immigrants' business, because America drank beer.
When Girgich came to California in 1958, only a bit more than half of Americans drank alcohol at all. And wine drinkers, not too many. There was a good reason for that.
When I came to America, quality of wine was questionable.
Girgich and others set out to shape it up, making American wine in the tradition of European producers. But despite the advances, Europe's wine world, make that France, didn't take Napa Valley seriously.
Before that, it was just French wine.
That all changed in 1976. For America's bicentennial, wine aficionados held a blind tasting that pitted the best French wines against the Napa upstarts. Everyone expected the French to throttle the Americans. But the winner turned out to be none other than Mike Girgich's 1973 Chateau Montelena Chardonnay.
For me, a little Croatian shepherd, born over best French Chardonnay, that was a miracle for the world and for me.
Girgich's victory turned the wine world upside down and made him an instant star in America. The next year, Girgich started his own vineyard, breaking ground on the 4th of July. Ronald Reagan served his wine to the president of France. Today, Girgich Hills Estates produces 70,000 cases of wine a year. Mike Girgich's 1973 Chardonnay is in the Smithsonian, along with the cardboard suitcase he brought on that Greyhound bus. But when Girgich tells his story, he's just as proud of the research he funded into the DNA of the Zinfandel grape, long thought to be uniquely American. It's not. Zinfandel's roots turned out to be from Croatia. For the world, I'm Valerie Hamilton, Napa Valley, California.